Thank you for calling customer support. Parthenia speaking, supervisor of the fraud department. May I please get your zip code?
89120.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
First name is Fausto. Last name is Acuna. A-C-U-N-A.
Okay, thank you. And your shipping address?
6858 Mesa Grove. But wait a minute, wait a minute. You're asking me all these questions. The reason for my call is because there's an unauthorized charge on my credit card from your company. So there's no shipping because I never received anything. I never ordered anything from you guys.
And that's why you were transferred over to the fraud department, so I'm well aware of that.
Yes, but you're asking for shipping address. I live in four different houses. I don't want to give you any of this information because I live in four different houses. Maybe you need to explain what this charge is instead of me explaining what my shipping address is. Because I don't want to give you all my four addresses. Hello?
In order for me to assist you with the account, I do have to verify all of the information to see if it matches or not.
God damn it. Okay, I'm going to give you all four addresses. Give me your name first.
And that's where all four
because
addresses.
My fear about giving you my addresses is going to be there's going to be more fraudulent charges. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Parthenia.
Can you spell that for me, please?
P like Paul, A-R, T like Tom, H-E-N-I-A.
H-E-A-I-N. Okay. You want my four addresses. Let me give you the first one. 7506 Jumping Horse Lane, Fairfax Station, Virginia, 22039. You got that one?
Can I get your email address?
fcacuna@tacva.com.
Thank you for the information. Now, I see you're calling about the Organifarm Herbal Relief Oil and Cream, and you're saying that you never purchased those products, starting off at the $6.59 and $7.49 shipping and handling up front.
Yeah, no, I did not order and I did not receive.
Okay. And as of the address on the account, you've never lived on Mesa Grove Court?
That's one of my four houses.
6858 Mesa Grove Court.
That is one of my four houses. Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you did not receive the product to your home?
That is correct.
Okay. And can I get your phone number?
My phone number I'm calling you from is 702- 823-4404.
Thank you. And the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Hold on one second. Let me get that. Last four digits, 7458.
Okay. And you're pretty sure that no one else in your household could have purchased the product in your name?
Yes, ma'am. Number one, we don't use CBD oil. Number two, if we wanted any, we got plenty here in Las Vegas. That's the address, the 6858 Mesa Grove.
Okay. Now, as of the account is canceled to prevent any future shipments and charges, now we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities
All right.
will then verify the location where the order actually took place. Would you like to go ahead and go through with the fraud investigation on the account?
That's fine, yeah, because... I mean, it's here on the credit card.
Allow me 1 second.
Okay. And who should I call to follow up with the fraud authorities? Because I want to proceed and get this uncovered. Hey, Nadir.
And thank you for patiently holding. I'm still here. Allow me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am. And tell me who I can follow up with so I can make sure they do this fraud investigation. You mentioned some local authorities.
Okay, thank you for patiently holding. I did issue out the refunds for the $89.65, $87.43. Also, the shipping and handling, and all of those will be back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And who do I follow up with on the fraudulent investigation?
If they're able to track the IP address for you, someone will get in contact with you.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.